Hello and welcome to Tim's Take on Another Doctor Who signing. This today it's the signing of the Brain of Morbius. So, stood here with my friend Sanya. Say a quick hello, Sanya.
Hiya.
Okay, embarrassment over. And we have the bonus today of not just Philip Maddock, but wish I could remember her character name now, but it's the eldest of the Sisterhood of Khan, who, amazingly, after all these years, is still with us. It's a fairly long queue, but it seems to be moving at a bit of a rate. And main plan for me is just to get the DVD, because I've got Philip's signature on a photograph, unless I make a last-minute decision on buying a different photograph for another signature. But well, come back to you in a few minutes' time. Well, we've now left the queue and we're going to sit down for a while before we head off. I didn't get any audio of him, but I can confirm that Philip Maddock has seen the new series, and his quote on the quality of the writing is, he said, "The Davis fella can write." So it definitely meets with the old guard approval. It's very hot weather today, so we're all slurping at the water and trying not to overheat. But oh, I'd recommend these signings to anyone, and if you can make it to Barking in the far east of London, it's definitely worth the trip. And well, sorry for the minimal content this time. I think I'll just end up leaving you with the end theme. hello again. No, I'm not the end theme. It's now the next day, Sunday, and when I recorded what you've just heard, I didn't realise we'd be able to stay for the talk, which wasn't as long as the Mark Strickson one. So coming up next is a little bit of audio from the end of the talk. I've done my best with it to make it as clear as possible, but we were somewhere near the back of the room, so it won't be the clearest thing, but it does give you some idea of what was said, and then that will be it for this episode.
Yes, I would like to know, Dave Clarkson, what I do with him, I play myself extended. Meaning you've got to adapt yourself, and of course you've got to be the writer to harmonize with him. So he is going to write, really. He takes you, your character in, and he will then write according to you what he sees in you that he likes. The dialogue will come according to him. He's not writing fiction for anybody. Now they write the boy who's doing it now, the one did before. They see his characteristics, they give him a chance to come through. So they work with you and they say, well, what is it, what are his strengths, or what will the audience like about it? And then write with you according to it. But the thing with the Doctor, of course, is the attractive thing is that you do make it your own. Therefore, it's up to you in that way. Not sit down and think, how do I make this my own, but again, make it truthful.